Hello and welcome to the QU Podcast. I'm Madison Norris. Coming to you live from North Campus in the QU Media Podcast Network, this is a student-ran production of the latest news, sports, happenings, and everything else on campus. Today's story will be about a flood that damaged a student's dorm room. With me today is Michaela Canabolo. She was in the room where it happened. But before we talk about how she was 3 inches deep of water, let's set up the story so you guys can know what's going on. After a bathroom sink refused to turn off, causing a massive flood, 4 students are now forced to live in an unfamiliar house. On August 21st, Woods Residence Hall suffered a flood, damaging 4 student dorm rooms. The students called security and maintenance immediately when the sink erupted. The students attempted to contain the large amounts of water until help arrived. Rooms C4 and C2 were forced out of their space after reinforcements arrived at the scene.
It was more just crazy than anything. It wasn't a super big change. Our team helped us move, so that honestly made everything really easy, but it was more just shocking.
The flood has kept the students from returning to their dorm rooms at this current time. They are currently relocated to an alternative living space by campus housing.
Quincy University has sent Quintney Maintenance out to the scene to start reconstruction of the rooms. You can see behind me where the water did affect the foundation and is now having to be repaired.
It ended up being a blessing in the end because I got to stay in a house with like 4 of my best friends. So it was a good situation and like it was handled well.
After several weeks away from their space, the affected students are expected to start moving back into their dorms within the next week. Also says they will be reimbursing the students for all damage caused by the flood. All right, so now that we have the story all set up and we have a little bit of an idea of what's happening, I'm going to further introduce my guests. So this sitting here with me today is Michaela Canabolo. She's a redshirt junior on the women's volleyball team. And, you know, how have things been going?
Hello, thank you for having me. Things have been a little chaotic this semester, obviously with the flood, but the school has taken care of us, so being able to move into the house was nice. And then we recently just got to move back into our apartments, so yeah.
All right, so there were a couple things that happened in that video that we got to see here in the studio, but you guys didn't, and we're going to take a closer look at that. So one of the things that really stood out to me was the video that was sent in by you students, you and your other roommates, Timberland Burnett and Cameron, and they were, like, splashing in the water. Like, you could see how deep it actually was. And we'll post the videos and images online, but here in the studio, we're taking a look at them. And how crazy was that night? Like, reliving that night, can you, like, specifically tell me, like, what went down?
Yeah, at first, we didn't think it was going to be a big deal at all. Like, the sink wouldn't turn off. And we thought Tim and her roommate had it under control. But the knob ended up flying off and just spraying water. So it wasn't just like coming out of the faucet anymore. It was just spraying everywhere. So it just kind of gradually became more chaotic as the night went on. And yeah, so their room started to flood first. And they called security right away. Security showed up pretty quickly. He didn't know what to do. And so they started calling emergency maintenance. But yeah, the water kept going and going and going. And then I got a call probably 30 minutes later that, because our room is directly underneath theirs. So then I got a call that our room was also flooding and the water was like gushing down our walls. So it was very chaotic, but there was really nothing we could do other than just start moving as much stuff as we could out of the way. And then about an hour and some change, emergency maintenance showed up. So yeah, it was chaotic, but there was nothing we could really do in the moment other than watch it happen, which was disappointing since we'd only been in our room for like 3 days at that time. But yeah, I just would say chaotic would be the word I would describe.
Okay, so a couple things actually with that. So you're telling me Quincy Maintenance didn't show up for an hour and some change later. Like, it took a whole hour for them to get there.
Yeah, in their defense, it was around midnight. But yeah, we just had to watch it happen and just wait for help. But they showed up and turned the water off as soon as they got there. But yeah. Yeah, it took them a few minutes to get there.
And, I mean, I have an inside scoop on this just because it was actually my dorm room that was affected as well. So the funny thing there is I wasn't there when it happened.
Right. So I was blowing your phone up.
Yes.
I was like, Maddie, you need to come back to the room ASAP.
Yeah, so that was a fun call to get.
Yeah.
But I heard when I got there that someone that was trying to help in the situation, the knob actually flew off and hit them in the chest.
Yes.
Was that like crazy or what?
Yes, I was not there for that, but yeah, one of our friends, she was trying to help Tim and Cam with the sink and trying to figure out how to get the water to stop. And then the knob just flew off and hit her in the chest. And then hot water just started like spraying everywhere. So yeah, and then they tried to kind of barricade the water from, like, spraying everywhere, but it was still coming out, so.
Yeah, you can see in the video, they tried their best, but not a whole lot was happening there. And with it being, like, that hot of water in it spewing off and hitting her in the chest, like, was everyone okay, or?
Yeah, everybody was fine. Nobody was hurt or anything, but we just, that night, we just had to pack a bag, and then we all had places we could stay that night, so that was good that we have, like, community. And also something that was very helpful was our teammates. Tim is also on the volleyball team. Her roommate is not, but everybody on the team knows her. And so it was nice to just kind of have our team be there for us during that time. A lot of us stayed with volleyball people that night, and then when we had to move out, our team helped us move, so it didn't take too long, which was very helpful because it is inconvenient to have your room flood 3 days in and then have to move and then also have to move again back into the apartment when it was finished. So, yeah, that's, I guess, a positive that came from the situation, but the night was hectic. But the school was helpful. The RD showed up, RAs that were on duty showed up that night, and the housing, whoever's in charge of housing, I believe his name is Josh, he showed up too. So, so it wasn't like we were just there alone. Maintenance took a while to get there, but other than that, everybody was very helpful and,
Would you say then that Quincy handled it well, or would there be things that like you wish were handled differently? I mean, obviously, no one can, you know, no one wants a flood and no one wants to have to move out of their room. But you can, you know, say what you got to say. But
yeah, I'm sure there would definitely be things that I would handle differently. Let me preface by saying that we are really blessed, and Dr. Tracy made sure that we were taken care of and we were moved into a house.
Dr. Tracy, but she really helps everybody out.
She really took care of us during this time. But yeah, our fridges were unplugged without our knowledge, so all of our food went bad. But they are going to give us money to buy new groceries, so that's good. They actually wanted us to move back in like a week after the flood happened, and we were a little skeptical, so we showed up to the inspection the day before they wanted us to move in, and our walls still weren't done, and your carpet in your room hadn't been shampooed yet.
Yeah, my carpet was still pretty disgusting, and it was like there was a film on it. It was not good. And the walls, so to go to the walls, once again, you guys will see pictures online, but there were bubbles. There were like water pocket bubbles in our walls all throughout that they had no idea because they didn't even check it out. So that was a little frustrating, I think, when we showed up to the inspection for sure. But once we had the conversation with them, it definitely went well. But were there questions of mold or anything like that? Did you guys have any questions in that sense? Because, I mean, 3 inches of water sitting in an area for that long of a time, I mean, there can be a lot of speculations there.
For sure. We were definitely concerned about mold. Yeah, the carpets, they took care of the carpets other than your room. So, and we asked about mold, and the person who was working, who was actually doing the carpets and the walls, he assured us that mold didn't have enough time to grow by the time they cleaned it. So I think Tim and Cam's room upstairs, most of their water was on the floors, right? But ours came down our walls, and so that's why there were water pockets or bubbles, whatever you would call them, were in our walls. So I think communication there could have been better, just because when we showed up for the inspection, it was obvious that there were bubbles in our walls still. So I think it was a little rushed in the beginning of just wanting to get us moved back in, but we had concerns of like safety with mold, and we obviously don't want bubbles in our walls. So, but they took care of it and they made sure everything was going to get done. So now that we're moving, or we moved back in, everything was taken care of. So in the end, everything turned out nice, but there were definitely some concerns for a few days.
Yeah, and definitely in the moment, I mean, like we said earlier, no one can really plan for something like that to happen, and it kind of sucks either way. So there's obviously tension and frustrations in the moment, but like looking back, would you say that you guys came out of it okay and everything is back to normal? You had new temporary housing for a while. Did all of that go okay?
Yeah, the house we stayed in was really nice.
We definitely did get lucky there. Once again, Christine definitely helping us out. Dr. Tracy, she's awesome, and she hooked us up there.
They definitely put us in a place that we could be comfortable during this time. They could have just thrown us at, like, North Campus or something and put us in single rooms, but they made sure that we were comfortable. So that was really nice. And honestly, we've talked about this a little bit just within the house, but I think it was a blessing to – in a weird way, it was a blessing that our apartment flooded, right? We were 3 days in, and at the time, we were upset, and it was just really inconvenient. But there was a lot of stuff that happened the next week that it was nice to live in a house all together and kind of have that community during the time. Like, Tim's grandpa died. My grandpa died.
A lot of stuff.
You lost your wallet. Like, it was
right before a travel trip where we needed our IDs. Yes. Yeah, everything was very hectic and coming down on us heavy.
But so. it was very nice to have that time to just all be together. And we there weren't enough rooms for us to all have our own room. So a lot of the times we just had slumber parties in the living room. And it was just good to be surrounded during that time by people that we knew cared about us and cared about each other and, you know, wanted to make sure each other were okay during that time, because there was a lot of heavy stuff going on in our house just within our personal lives. So in a weird way, I think it was a blessing that our room flooded, but it's definitely very nice to be back in our room now.
Yeah, for sure.
That time was good, but I think it's nice to be like settled into our room and kind of get back into a routine with school and athletics and personal life. Like, it's just nice to have some sort of structure and stability now, but during that time it was definitely a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it was definitely a time period that felt super out of control for all of us. I know that I can speak for all of us on that one. It was definitely very an uncontrollable situation, and I know personally I'm a very control oriented person. I love structure. I love you know, having things specifically laid out in order to do things. I like having my space and organized. So when everything, you know, it was a major wrench thrown into our, you know, lives super early into the school year. So I think now it's definitely good to finally feel like we're in control again of our lives. So I would say I agree with that, all of that. It was somewhat of a blessing in disguise. And another special shout out to, you know, the women's volleyball team here, our teammates, and now, you know, all of our best friends that we love dearly. I mean, they really helped us out. And I think that even somewhat brought our team closer together because everyone was just there for us and there to help us out, like, right away. Anything we needed, like, there were multiple people there. So, you know, that was an awesome feeling, too. Yeah.
When we had to move out and move into the house that we all stayed in during the time, we were all kind of upset and, like, frazzled that day.
I mean, how could you not be? Yeah. Everything was happening, and we had, like, 45 minutes to move. Like, it was
no fault of anybody. It was, like, it was Sunday afternoon, and obviously we have stuff Monday morning immediately. Like, we're going to be busy the next week, so we're just, like, kind of panicked. Well, I was, at least, and I started to get emotional just from being overwhelmed, and my teammate looked at me and she said, "We're not going to cry right now. You tell us what to pack and what to put in your car, and we're going to do it." And our teammates got it done in, like, 30 minutes, and it was just, like, it was so cool to see. You know, that's what teammates are for. We always stress that
we're
our team's
family.
A family, yeah. And so to actually kind of see that come into fruition or, like, to be put into place was really cool.
Yeah, despite volleyball, despite being on the court together, outside of everything, yeah, it was definitely a cool experience. So, well, I mean, I think we've said it all. You know, we started out with what the flood looked like, your feelings on it. You know, no one else can have those feelings. So we got your feelings out, how you think it was handled, and, you know, any moving back in. You said you guys were back in the house and everything was going well. So from here on out, hopefully things are good. We don't have any mold issues or anything like that moving forward. But
shout out to Dr. Tracy.
Yeah, for
sure. Shout out to Dr. Tracy. She took care of us.
She did. She did indeed. So shout out to the women's volleyball team. Shout out to Dr. Tracy. And shout out to, you know, everyone that helped in a very uncontrolled situation.
For sure.
Well, I mean, that's really all we have. So thank you, Michaela, for joining us here today.
Thank
it
you
was
for
lovely
having, me.
Having you, of course. Love having my friends in. So thank you for joining us at the QU podcast here at North Campus. And this has been The Q. Beautiful.